The Grammy Awards are held in Los Angeles, the entertainment capital of the world, so it makes sense that there's a museum dedicated to Grammy winners in LA. But now the Recording Academy has opened a second one in the Deep South. It's in a tiny town in the heart of the Mississippi Delta. It opened this weekend, and NPR's Debbie Elliott went to check it out.
The Mississippi Delta is really not a delta at all. It's the flat, fertile floodplain of the Mississippi River, where cotton was king and conditions were harsh for the African Americans who tended the fields, first as slaves, then as sharecroppers and day laborers. That also made it fertile ground for a new art form.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees.
They say Delta blues man Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil to play that kind of guitar. I passed his gravestone on my way to the new Mississippi Grammy Museum.
The Grammys have come home.
Native son and blues man Vasti Jackson.
Mississippi is a state that has more Grammy winners than any other state in America. This is the birthplace of America's music, the land where the blues began.
In a nod to its setting, the new $20 million museum is a modern corrugated metal building that evokes the silos, barns, and cotton gins that dominate the Delta landscape. There's a wide, welcoming front porch to pull up a chair and listen to the live music on the front lawn. Inside, you can explore the history of the Grammys and its winning songs and artists. Many of the exhibits are interactive. You can play the drums, try to dance like Michael Jackson and James Brown, and write and record a blues song. What sets the museum apart is the Mississippi Room, a tribute to the scores of Grammy honorees of all genres who have roots here. Bob Santelli is director of the Grammy Museum in Los Angeles.
You're able to see the different relationships that American music has with Mississippi. So you can go from opera to country music to blues to folk music to rock and roll.
The range is mind-boggling. Muddy Waters, Conway Twitty, Ike and Tina Turner, Jerry Lee Lewis, Jim Henson, the Staple Singers, Cassandra Wilson, Marty Stewart, Howlin' Wolf, Jimmy Buffett, Sam Cooke, Bobby Gentry.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay.
You can sit with a headset and listen to every single Mississippi Grammy song, like this one from Jimmy Rogers.
I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ooh-lay.
Santelli says Jimmy Rogers was revolutionary.
Father of country music. People don't realize that Jimmy Rogers, 1927, he is part of a very important historical recording session called the Bristol Sessions, and that basically begins country music.
At the center of the room is a wide blue interactive table with images of musicians and records floating by on a wave. Michael Boudet helped design the exhibit.
We want to play off the Mississippi River, so it's like you're coming up to a big pool where the current is going down and bringing these artists and these Grammy Award-winning songs.
Touch one to see and hear a timeline of who influenced them and what Grammy artists they went on to inspire. Select B.B. King, for example.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
He was influenced by Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters. King, in turn, had an impact on the music of Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, and John Mayer. I picked Elvis, born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
He was influenced by Big Mama Thornton.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
From Elvis, well, there's rock and roll. It's remarkable what came from here, says local state senator Willie Simmons.
No other state can claim to have king of the country music, king of the blues, and king of the rock. We have it. Elvis, Rogers, and BB.
Simmons says the Mississippi Grammy Museum is a chance to tell an uplifting story from a region known mostly for its entrenched poverty. He's hoping it can be a game changer. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Cleveland, Mississippi.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since.